Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, fantasy, fantasy, the Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Angie, 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 Rachel, 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 and T, 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 T.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbake. It's Butterbake. It's Butterbake.
GQ Palace. Radio. GQ Palace.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday nights than spend my time with the Diva Squad. Chilling, 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy.
GQ Palace Radio.
Wednesdays, 7 to 9, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio Station. Loving it.
The Diva Squad.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
On this your life, your name will be seen. You can fulfill all your dreams. Party here, party there, everywhere. This is your night, baby.
The Diva Squad.
GQ Palace Radio.
The Diva Squad.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover T and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah?
Rachel and Ian. It's Butterbean.
the Diva Squad. The Diva Squad.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Radio Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. What's up, Diva?
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, ladies? What's going on?
Hey. Same old, you know, hey.
I know that's right.
Just a different day and another cold day.
You said cold?
Yes.
Oh, it was pretty nice today, I thought.
Well, not to me, but Hey, look, I've been well. I got out a little bit yesterday, but today I was like, oh no, because it looks like it's gonna rain a storm or something. But
well, yeah. they said Thursday is supposed to rain a little bit, but listen, the rain don't stop nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too, but I ain't trying to be out there in it. I'm just, you know, sugar melt, so I can't get it.
You don't want to have one honeycomb.
Darnelly tea. Ooh, girl.
So how was y'all, Divas, a weekend and the week so far?
Well, my weekend.
I can't complain.
I know that's right. My weekend was great, and shout out to the Boulevard Boys and their championship win this weekend, which that's my son's AAU basketball team with Rod Shelby as the coach. For the sixth graders, they did good. They won the championship. They went 3-1 for the weekend. So shout out to my baby.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. You know,
we have to give our kids some props. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
Know
always.
Going around, you know?
Always.
So,
oh yeah. You know. So I mean, mine was good. You know, I'm alive.
That's the best
thing.
That's a testimony for anybody. You know.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
indeed.
Let's go.
Wake up. So wake up and plant your seed. Yes.
Yes, so.
So if you Divas don't have anything, you know, any announcements or anything like that, I would like to send out a shout-out, give condolence to Tasha Mann, which calls the show, you know, one of our callers. Her mother passed, so condolences to her and her family.
Yes, condolences.
And, all right. Prayers are definitely going up.
Yes.
Yeah, and also a shout out to Destiny, our executive producer and CEO's daughter, which would be in competition this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they win, which you know I'm already saying they gonna win,
right?
Because
right.
They just that good.
Yeah, they've been doing a damn
you know,
thing.
You know, and they're traveling nurses. You know, we pray that they get there to and from safely.
Yes.
Mhm. I want to give a special shout out to my son. I dropped him off a little while ago to jump on a Hampton Jitney to take a 6-hour drive upstate. He runs on the Suffolk track team, and wish him a safe trip and all the best on their running in the nationals.
All right.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, Rachel and your daughter, Naya, with her track, with her being on the track.
Naya had her first track meet.
Yes.
And she did good. She won third place in the 100. This is her first year
good.
Track.
Let me tell you.
I got two checks on.
Let me tell you something about that blood. It's just something in the blood that just had them kids just rising. You know what I'm saying? If that's it, you know, we're gonna get started, you know.
Okay.
And tonight we're gonna do a special tribute to the mothers, because every mother deserves their props because of everything that we go through,
mm-hmm.
you know, been through, and everything. So, you know, the callers, listeners. If you want to, call in, give a shout-out to your mother, whether she's here or not, you know.
Yes, that's right.
Unfortunately, mine is not with me, but she is with me in spirit.
Okay.
And actually, I found this poem that I want to read and dedicate to the mothers as well as myself, and it's called A Mother's Love by Michael DeSagna. And it says, there are times only when a mother's love can understand our tears, can soothe our disappointments and calm all our fears. There are times when only a mother's love can share the joy we feel, when something we've dreamed about quite suddenly is real. There are times when only a mother's faith can help on life's way and inspire in us the confidence we need from day to day.
Okay.
From a mother's heart and a mother's faith and a mother's steadfast love, we're fashioned by the angels and sent from God above.
Wow.
And that's to all you
beautiful.
Mothers. Wow, that was
that
wonderful.
Is to all of you mothers, you know.
That was wonderful.
And early happy Mother's Day.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And that was also to, you know, my family, friends, everything like that. Like I said, I didn't actually get the chance, you know, to enjoy my mother like I would wanted to, like, you know, some of you guys that still have your mother. My mother passed at, when I was 11. So, you know, I've been without my mother for a long time. And, you know, I think about her a lot. So, like I say, in spirit, she's still with me. You know,
okay.
But it was her time.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, that's
oh, wow.
One thing we can't do is question God's work.
No, never. You know.
And
I actually, you know, have a sister that is a mother. You know, I have many friends, and those that's not blood, but my sisters, you know, they have kids, and I just commend every mother because it's a job never ending. You know, it's 24/7, 365 days a year. That you know, you if you don't have a job that you're getting paid, you got a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm gonna turn it over to the rest of the you two divas. You know what you wanna say.
Well, we do have our first callers on. I don't want to keep them waiting.
Yes, we'll bring the callers on.
I was trying to wait until we actually opened up the phone lines, but they jumped the gun. We have Rochelle and the mayor. Rochelle and the mayor.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. I just called to shout you, mommy, my grandma.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, and wish everybody a happy Mother's Day for me and Manny.
Same to you, darling. Same to you. Thanks for calling into the show.
You're welcome. I'm going to start calling in.
Yes, call everyone at 7 o'clock. We got different things going on, and our show, the radio station itself has a few things going on every day. So.
Well, I enjoyed that poem, because you know.
Thank you.
Awesome. You know how I am. I'm a church girl, auntie, so that definitely touched the spot.
All right. Yes, bless your heart, honey. Yes, but
Thank you.
You have a wonderful Mother's Day, and just stick around. You can stay on the line and listen or whatever. So we're here till 9 o'clock.
Okay. Well, you guys have a blessed day and enjoy yourself.
And you as well. And you too,
Michelle. You too.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Is the mayor there? Mayor,
sure,
the
indeed.
Mayor.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on,
right?
Mayor?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Nothing much. How are you?
Yo, first of all, happy Mother's Day, however you want to slice it. To
thank you,
Miss T, Miss Angel, Miss Angie, Miss Rachel, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, as far as that's concerned, man, today is Mother's Day.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? And Sunday is just when it gets celebrated, like it's like New Year's, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's really celebrated, but every day is Mother's Day. You don't get saluted enough. You don't get thanked as nearly as much as you need to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just keep doing what you do. I was listening to when T was talking, you know, she lost her moms at, you know, age of 11. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to your moms and all that. You know, and
thank
I lost
you.
My moms like 10 years ago. You know what I mean? So
well, yeah.
I do have, you know, memories of, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So you do have to cherish what you have, whatever moment that you have, man.
Yeah.
Like whatever situation you're going through or whatever, you need to rectify that with your moms because you're a wish.
That's right.
You gonna wish.
You only get one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You
gonna wish that she was there.
Say that thing.
Regardless of how, whatever y'all going through or whatever, whatever.
You're
but,
right,
man. You know, this is the mayor of the building, man. I just wanted to shout y'all out on a Wednesday because,
you.
You know, love is love
what's
all
up?
The time. I stay in the building. And what up, man? Shout out to all the mothers, the sisters, the aunties, the cousins, the nieces,
you go on
friends,
there.
The caretakers. The caregivers, the grandmas, the great-grandmas, you know what I mean?
That's right, the godmothers.
Because in one way or another, y'all all mothers.
That's right.
Right.
Because
so,
like
that's
she
right.
was saying, she got a sister that's a mother. And I was like, oh,
that's
snap.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
it's all in
the same situation. So
right.
whoever you are, female
nurse.
Persuasion, man.
Mm-hmm.
Word
yeah.
up, man. We you know the labels and all that. It's a female persuasion. Love is love all the time. It's the man in the building. I'm out. Respect to the Diva Squad. Do what y'all do, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the mayor, folks. You catch him on Tuesday night, GQ Power Sports Radio. He go hard body karate with them sports. Tuesday nights, 8 to 10. Shout out, mayor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, see that again, that poem was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, to you know, chime in on what's going on or whatever. Like the mayor would say, you have to cherish. I still have my mom. Thanks, glory to God. I still have her, and we speak on the phone every day. You know what I'm saying? If we can, we try to speak every day, even if I don't see her. Or we don't see each other, whatever. We still try to communicate or whatever. And there's no problem too big that we can't talk out or iron out or whatever. Because, again, you never know when it's either one of our last day. You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So you try to cherish that stuff. And like I said, you don't ever have to buy me anything. Or she says that she says it to me and my brother all the time. We don't ever have to buy her anything. The respect alone that we have for her is enough to say that we are her mother and that we appreciate her, you know.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, like you said, mother is a full-time position. There's no,
yeah.
Today I'm quitting mom day. I'm quitting being a mother today. That just don't happen. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
I thank God for my position as a mother to my children because, again, my children showed me a lot of respect, you know, and with the way things run nowadays in this world and how rampant, you know, the devil is running, that to have kids that respect you and are there for you and to actually recognize and see the struggle that some of us single parents, single moms have is just enough for me.
Right.
It's enough for
right.
me.
Yeah.
And I do. I thank God for my children. I still have my grandmother, which is 88 years old. Shout out to Early Hepburn, a.k.a. Mama. A.k.a. Mama. I still have her, too. You know, I thank God for her because without her, my mother wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? Shout
yeah.
out to my mom, Peaches. That's what everybody knows as Peaches. So, you know. And like the mayor was saying, all the mothers out there, whether they single or with a husband or whatever, you know, shout out to all the deserving mothers, I'm going to say. Call me selfish or whatever, but I'm going to say deserving mothers. So,
right.
you know, I just, you know, hope everybody
all
enjoy
the
moms
to be.
Yep, yep, the moms to be. Your turn. You're up next. And you know, a lot of times with situations like this, with TU not having your mom, may you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
With people losing their moms, these holidays can be very solemn for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, it can be very depressing. I have my cousins who lost their mom at a young age. She was young when she passed away and stuff like that. And it depresses them, you know, around these times of holidays and stuff. So nurturing is a part of being a mother or parent or caregiver or whatever. It's nurturing. You know, if somebody just call them, you need a hug or some kind of encouragement, a kind word or stuff like that. You know, if you can offer that, just offer it, you know. So.
Right.
But I'm going to pass it on to Diva Rachel.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I am blessed and grateful that I still have my mother, Rachel. It
your
is
twin.
This LeMay Hardrobe Phoenix.
Your twin.
yes. I always admire my mother growing up.
You're breaking up, Rachel. Yes, you're breaking up, honey.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I always admired my mother growing up, and I wanted to be just like her.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
She was my idol, my role model, my everything. And I tell you, I grew up to be just like her, the fitting image.
I'm telling you, twin.
Yes. So they... She didn't name me Rachel for nothing.
I know that's right.
So I would love to give a big shout out to my mother, a big Rachel, and mommy, I love you.
All right. I hear that.
You know, and I'm gonna add in there too, because you have some fathers that plays the role as a mother.
Sure.
Happy Mother's Day to them, too, you know?
Oh, sure. Listen.
I know they can't do what a mother can do, but they are there, you know?
Right.
So you have to give them props as well, which their day is coming next month. So.
Right. Yeah, they're
but,
here.
Honestly, you know, another person that don't have their parent, you know, their mother, you know, you can't say, well, I know what you're going through until you go through it.
Until you experience it.
You know, that's why I had to give, you know, the condolence to Tashi right here at Mother's Day. You know, lose your mother. It's got to be hard.
That's right. Yep.
You know.
Even for a mother that's lost a child, because a friend of mine just passed away 2 days ago, you know, this lady's about to bury her son, you know.
Wow.
And that's just a hard situation. And like you said, unless you've actually been there, you really don't, you know, that's why you have to ask people, how are you feeling? You know, I'm not going to assume how you're feeling because I don't know.
Exactly.
You have to ask,
exactly.
How are you feeling today? You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of times people are actually waiting for somebody to ask them that just so they can release. You know what I mean? Release.
Uh-huh. And you know, me, you know, when I hear, like, another child that's, like, just disrespectful to their mother or father, it really ticks me off, because I'd be like, man, I wish I had my mother or father to kick me in my butt sometime, or just to tell me to shut up, anything, you know?
Uh-huh.
I would give anything to have my parents back, you know, but I know that's not going to happen. So that's why I try to tell, especially the younger people, cherish them while you got them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it could be either one, you know, the child or the parent, but still, cherish and respect your mother and father. Their days will be longer. You know, that's one of the Ten Commandments. So, you know, give that respect, love them, and like you were saying, one of y'all, Rachel, I think, you only get one.
Yeah.
You only get one.
Only
I don't care. If your father marry another woman, it's still not going to be like your mother.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
You know, it's crazy, because my grandbaby was just yesterday talking about, you know, his dad's fiance, and the woman was trying to tell him to call her mom. And he said, he told her, uh-uh, you ain't my mommy. I only got one mommy, and her name Kiara. And I ain't calling you no mommy. You know, and I said, at being at 7 years old, that was good. You know, he doesn't know this woman. How right. dare you?
Yeah, well, not you can't force nothing like that, yeah.
No, no. You know, that's forceful. And you see, even if he would have thought about in the years to come to call her mom, he never will now. Because you just tried to make him, you know, you're not his mom, so don't say that to him.
Right.
You know.
Wow.
So, you know, if a child is around that person they choose to call mom, dad, whatever, then that's on them. Let it be from their heart to say, hey, this is my dad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it don't have to be your biological mother or father.
Absolutely.
But when you're doing that part of the father or mother, then hey, yes, I will. I've had women that I've called mom. They had nothing to do with my father, but they were a mother figure.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, again, after a while, when you start growing up, you know, you grow up with certain people or you're around them all the time and, you know, that time is being spent and all that stuff. That stuff just comes naturally. Like I said, it doesn't need to be forced. So, you know, again, if a child is around this person all the time and the woman is giving them nurturing,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, teaching them things, telling them things, you know, even disciplining them and correcting them as well, of course that's going to become like a mommy to you, you know, because that's what a mother does. A mother
Uh-oh,
does it
ding,
all.
Ding, 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 ding. Guess who's on the line? Barry.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, what's Barry. Up?
What's going on, Barry?
How you doing, mothers?
It's wonderful. We're doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What's up? You've been listening to the show?
Yeah, you know, and my mother's been gone. It's going to be 25 years, August 24th.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm the only child, and like T was saying, and both my parents are gone, so, you know, when you was growing up, they, you know, sometimes you thought they was a pain and they was just telling you
mm-hmm.
they got under your skin, but I would give anything just to hug them or tell them I love them, you know, because my father's been gone 14 years and my mother's been gone almost 25. So, but now I have my aunt. She's going to be 92 in 2 weeks, so I'm going over there for Mother's Day to call my cousin dinner. I would give them flowers and a card, so at least I have her, and I have another aunt in Long Island that's 80, and she took over the role of my mother for the last 25 years, so I'm blessed. So I'm really blessed that even though my mother's gone, I have aunts and people that step in, and like even my aunt lost her foot like 16 months ago, and it's been like a long ride and everything, but you know, she feels she's a burden, but I mean, I feel like I'm obligated because they looked after me since I was born, and then they've been there for me. So now my cousin's going to be she's going to be 75 this Wednesday. So I'm gonna treat both of them, but she's mother to me too. So, it's not a burden. I love her because you know when they're gone, I realize now that my parents are gone. I cherish each and every moment. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's time and stuff that you cannot. Although time is endless, it cannot be replaced.
I try to make all my decisions around them because, you know, I'm gonna be old one day too, and then I realize, you know, how I'm a mother and father, and you know, it's just us three in New York, you know, pretty much in the Bronx. So, and that's why God brought me back from Florida. So I know I kept trying to figure out why, and when she lost her, I was there to help her. So. Everything. God has a reason for everything. So
sure do. It's always a reason.
Oh, yes.
I am so thankful, and you know, shout out to your mothers because you know, I mean, especially the single moms and everything that you know you try to do it yourself, and you know, you wear both hats. So
thank you.
Because when you're saying with this, you know, like I coach sports, especially at Bellport, you know, so I know how it is. Like with the, you know, I coach. even though I coached basketball, softball, but I did track and field for like 5 years, and I winged it. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was good with the kick. So it's just like that, you know, it's just good for sports and stuff because it keeps me out of trouble. So, and I like the young kids. I like the junior high and the younger kids because it's fun then. You know, when they get to high school, they think they know everything, but when they're young, you're teaching them everything so you remember it. So it's all good.
Right. Well, like I said, it's a hard job, but it is worth it. I wouldn't change the thing.
Me either.
About parenting my kids, you know.
Oh, and it's good, too, that I'm lucky, even though I'm not, directly with my daughter, but I have two good kids that, my daughter's, she's been raised right. And my son is really, he's doing so excellent. And he's like my best friend. And he's been more of a father figure than me. You know, and we're like buddies and everything, and we're we're competitive and everything. So, it's good. I mean, you know, he keeps me going strong because I always share. Like when my dad died, I kind of gave up, and I shared that on Sunday. You know, I went through a lot of changes, but he's been my inspiration. So, I mean, he kept me going. It's all good, and he sees that his dad's coming back and doing a lot of good stuff. So it's all good.
Yeah. Well, see, that's important that you said that keyword that he sees. What you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Just tell them anything. They actually have to see things. They have to see you being productive. They have to see you, you know, making change.
Right, I instilled that in him, like because I coached him, you know, and when he was a junior high, and I took him places like to the Bahamas, and then he just see now, like I go down there every couple of months. I'm going back down there in June, and there's a lot of good things planned. Like a lot of old doors are opening, you know, because he's pretty big time down there. Like a lot of things are coming up, and I'm gonna be part of it, you know, to the end of the year. Yes. So it's all good. You know, it's all good. So, like I said, shout out to the mothers, and I'll just go with you girls to the end of the show. So,
thank you, Barry. I have a question. This is for everybody. What do you think is the ultimate gift to buy your mom for Mother's Day? Let's get some ideas going on because I still haven't got my mom a gift.
You know what? I would say this to anybody because 9 times out of 10, you know, the mother's basically got everything.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Money is the ideal thing. That way they can buy what they want. Or do what they want to do with it, you know?
I like the shop.
Take them to a nice dinner, you know, and give them a card and some money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's me. When you start talking about, I mean, you know, you can't give, like, if some of them, like, got old Bibles, give them Bibles, or the clothes and everything like that. I know.
Ding, 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 hand clap, hand clap, hand clap. We have none other than our CEO, Vic Money, on the line.
Right.
Vic Money, are you there?
What is you, Vic Money?
What's going on, ladies?
What's going on with you?
I just going to listen to Sip. I had to come on and tell y'all Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
So, all y'all, Happy Mother's Day. And I wish y'all the best. I know y'all doing a good thing with those kids.
That's what's up. All right.
Thank you, Vic Money.
For our PC listeners, dial in 646-200-3838. And you have to press 1 to go on live to give your Mother's Day shout-out to whomever you'd like to give it to. We're just chopping it up tonight about Mother's Day. You want to share a story, read a poem, or do whatever. Tonight is the night. But again,
I'll tell y'all something real fast before I hang up. One thing my mother always liked for Mother's Day, and I mean for years. You ever heard of Chloe perfume?
Chloe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's all she ever wants is Chloe perfume. But the little bottle is about $78.
Yeah, they're expensive. Yes, they're expensive.
And I was laughing because my grandmother's the same way. All she wants is Chanel No. 5 every Mother's Day. And she got about 20 bottles of Chanel No. 5. And she don't want to let nobody get that either.
Yeah, I guess you see it. It lasts, you know, it lasts them from year to year.
Yes. She got about 20 bottles of Chanel No. 5 on. My, at least get another number or something. Chanel No. 5. That's her story, and she's sticking to it.
Can I share something?
Uh-huh.
That's what my mother liked, Chanel No. 5. The same thing.
Wow.
My dad liked Old Spice. It was pretty simple.
Yeah.
I said, damn, that's a bargain. Yes. Oh, Chanel No. 5 and Old Spice.
Yep. What? Chanel No. 5, she swore by that. She still do swear by that. She's expecting her a bottle on Sunday. Whoever buy it. You know, so everybody, every year, a different family bring it to her. Like, my aunt bought it last year. This year, my year to buy it. Somebody better come in there with a bottle of it. I know that.
I know that. Well,
I'm going to go now.
Thank you for calling.
If I don't do this, I'll probably going to share it. Happy Mother's Day, Lavina, baby. I love you. Happy Mother's Day. My mother, Ethelomay, my mother-in-law, everybody. If I don't do that, I'm probably going
to. That's sweet. That is sweet.
All right,
man,
all right,
baby.
Okay.
I'm going to leave the lines because your lines is flooded.
Okay.
Anyway, but all they have to do is press one to go on the air. So,
exactly.
I'm
going to
go now, ladies. Once again, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and thanks for calling in, Rich.
That's our CEO, folks. Catch him on Friday nights at the Palace from 6 to 9, where he be bringing the latest in hip-hop, new artists, everything. Catch him on Fridays, GQ Palace Radio. So... But again, them lines is lit up, folks. Press that one. Call in, get in here, and give your shout-outs and everything. Share your stories or whatever. We just chilling tonight.
Yeah, it's all about the mothers tonight.
That's right. This is a mother situation going on here. That's our current situation. It's all about the mothers, you know, and... shout out. Like I said, share poems. Y'all can give me some gift ideas. T already gave me one, money. That money, I guess, always suffices because you can take it and do whatever you want to with it. You know. And we always get her, I'll try to get her a flower because, like she said, try to give me my flowers while I'm alive where I can smell them because once I'm dead, I can't smell them flowers.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't smell them flowers. So,
you know, and that's what actually I would be spending Mother's Day with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my grandson. I wish my son would have been here, but, you know, unfortunately, sometimes you can't always have what you want.
Right, right.
You know, he would be with me in spirit.
Right.
And I know my phone would be blowing up. So, my goddaughter, she'd be with me as well. So,
You
know, I'm going to be surrounded by much love.
That's what's up.
And that's going to help me, you know, to really just get through, you know, of me missing my mom. You know,
right,
so,
right.
My sister that was like took over when you know my mom passed. She's gone as well. So the other one started taking over, you know, and shout out to her, Kathy, Pastor Kathy Holland. Happy Mother's Day, and I love you too, you know, Kiara, right. My daughter. But, you know, I will be surrounded by a lot of love, friends, you know, because I will be in Philly with everybody. So I just plan to have a good time, you know, hey. Because my mom wouldn't want me, you know, like, just being, like, disappointed, depressed, and,
right.
You know, all of that weeping and wondering about what you should have, could have, would have. You
right.
know,
right.
I, like I said, I didn't really get a lot of time with her. But the times that I do remember, they were beautiful.
Right.
You know?
Right,
and
right.
I just, you know, think about the good times, even with my sister that's gone. I just think about the good times.
That's what's up.
You know? That's what's up, and that's what you do. And like you said, surround yourself with people with nothing but love or whatever, and then once you all get together, you ain't really got time to sit around and be depressed.
Yeah, because I had told her that I was just going to stay at home. You know, I was just going to cook me a little something. She was like, Mom, no, you know. She said there's a lot that's going on because they got the prom and stuff going on, so they're going to start out with, you know, her, which is like another mother to her, that she say with stay start out with her, going to her daughter going to the prom, and then they're gonna turn it into like a Mother's Day gathering, you know, and a lot of mothers and everybody's gonna just be there, you know, and hey, we just gonna do what we do, and then Sunday we all going out to dinner and everything. So,
okay,
nice.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You, so, you're not working 16 hours on Sunday, are you, Rachel?
Oh, yes, I am.
I am
working 16 hours on Sunday, yes.
Wow. Oh, man.
Well, I have to be, you know, I'm the head of my household, and everyone depends on me, so...
Yeah.
The only way that we're going to make it work, you know, make it through is for mommy to work all day on the weekends, you know? So.
Yeah.
Gotta do it.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be, you know, to have the opportunity to be a mother. There are so many people out there that cannot have kids, you know?
True.
So
that's true.
I am definitely blessed with the, you know, the gracious. I have two beautiful children. My daughter is on the principal's honor roll and the National Junior Honor Society, and my son is in college to be he's studying criminal justice.
That's right.
And I'm grateful to have two children that are very, you know, obedient. They listen, they do great in school, and I could not ask for any better. So the best that I could do give them is to pray for them and be there for them and give them what they, you know, what they need. So
right. Well, ding, 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 ding. We have another caller on, folks. We have a Vaughn on the line. Vaughn, are you there?
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad.
That's what's up. What y'all talking about?
Mothers.
Tonight
we're doing a tribute
just
to the mothers.
Mother's Day tributes tonight.
Okay,
so if you'd like to give a shout out to someone special, you know, somebody, you know, was a mother or like a mother or a sister, whoever, now it's just fine. We opening the floor to you, Vaughn.
I would like to shout out my guy's mother. What about day one guys? His mom, she was always sexy, always gave me a plate when I came there. I'd like to shout out his mother.
Okay.
All right.
What's up?
Born. Is his name Born or Born?
Born, like Born. B-O-R-N.
Born. Okay.
Yeah.
Born. Okay. Well, shout out to your boy's mom.
Yeah. She always showed me a good time over his house, man. I like being at his house more than my own.
All right now.
What we had asked, what would be the, you know, a great gift to give a mother on Mother's Day? What do you think would be a great gift to give?
Well, the term mother actually don't mean nothing because you have a child don't make you a mother, so.
Go
ahead and say that.
Everybody don't have to stand for their mother. Everybody don't have that.
You got a great point there.
Yeah.
Yo, some people mothers wasn't nice.
True.
I know a few mothers who have been nothing but horrible mothers. And still are.
Exactly.
call themselves the best mothers there are out there. But meanwhile, they're out in the streets and their kids are running around looking raggedy and, you know, they get kicked out of there.
They swear to God that they're doing something right.
Yes. Right. Yes.
there's a lot of deadbeat mothers out there, and the bad thing about it, let me use an example. A man that I was with one time, his mother was a deadbeat mother, but he was a mama's boy. And he gave her so much respect and treated me so bad and would not see that this woman was one of the most horrible mothers I've seen out there. But, you know, and it's sad because they're raising these boys without fathers, these kids without fathers because they're dumb mothers. Now, I'm not talking about everybody, but these mothers that are these type of mothers. We definitely are aware that they are out there. However, we are not acknowledging or bigging them up tonight.
Exactly. And away
yeah.
some of these men, and you could put them in the Happy Mother's Day category too.
There you go.
Oh, yes. All right.
So we're gonna leave that Mother's Day thing general because it's not parenting ain't the same these days.
Right.
The parents will put themselves last. Parents
mm-hmm.
these days put themselves first.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
There's no reason for your kid to not have a computer, but you got a handbag or some stupid shit. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. Just watch the language. Watch the language.
Excuse me, baby.
It's okay. All right, just don't do it again. Okay. But, yeah, you definitely made a point. But there are some women out there who cannot bear kids, who cannot have kids.
That's right.
Wonderful, wonderful stepmothers.
Your set is breaking up, Aunt Honey, again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello, who am I talking to? Can I get the names again?
This is Angie.
Angie and Rachel.
And
T. Y'all both of y'all mothers?
All three of us mothers.
Yes.
All three of y'all. Who's the third one?
T.
Okay. She's online too?
Yes.
I'd like to wish all three of y'all Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. What's it, born?
And thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was bored to death. I said somebody posted it on my timeline. I was like, why not?
Thank you, Nudie. Thank you, Nudie.
You know what? For you to
AKA
Nudie.
That Barry White didn't get us this time.
Y'all wanted my sexy. What the hell is going on?
You know what? Only you know, darling. Only you feel stuff like that.
Only Prince, Frank Nitti.
I was listening. I'm like, ain't nothing sexy about this shit. What's going on here?
Well, that's because normally we get it in over here. You already know that. But in lieu of Mother's Day this weekend, we're giving people a chance to get their shout outs or whatever they want to do for Mother's Day.
I can dig it. I like to shout out my man, Mother. She was very nice to me. Fix me a plate.
Your man, mother. Oh, my
goodness. Okay. I didn't see my mother. I said, I want to shout my man, mother, out. My man. Mm.
So who your man? Who your man, then? Who your man, mother, then? What's her name?
Her name was Miss Lucy. She was the best mom ever. She used to let me do things at her house I couldn't do at mine.
Shout out to Miss Lucy. Oh, Lord, I could imagine how you was acting, too.
Oh, good. I was acting like a spoiled brat, you know.
We know. Would you want some cookies, baby? Go on in.
Yes, Miss Lucy. She used to hug you, you used to put your face right in the teeth. Remember that?
You already know. Growing up, you used to have about 4 or 5 mothers anyway. You know what I'm saying? You had your daycare mother. You had your godmother. You had your next-door neighbor that was your mother.
Then
you got in trouble by all of them if you did something.
Yeah.
You got popped in the back of the head by all of them. Hey, I'm calling your mother. I'm telling your mother what you did. Now you're going to get it again.
Get another one.
You know? Like I said, parenting nowadays is totally different from that. They done deviated away from the original plan.
Yeah, these motherfuckers these days trying to be friends. They want to be friends to their kids. They want to be friends.
And hanging out the club together and all that. Talking about pimping together.
They don't want their kids mad at, though.
Mm-hmm. Please. Like my mother used to tell me, you'll get well before you get grown.
I tell my kids, man, listen, every motherfucking 3 months, I'm going to kick your ass.
Watch it. We might have some youngins on here.
My bad, ladies. Happy Mother Day.
Okay.
Happy Mother Day.
Thank you.
I tell my kids
all the time, every 3 months, I'm going to kick you in your butt for nothing.
Just because.
Don't worry about it.
As a reminder.
Because you can.
Yeah, because you did something I should have kicked you for. Don't worry about it. Just walk it off.
I might have missed it.
Yeah, I definitely missed it. Just walk it off. We ain't got to be cool. My kids probably think I'm crazy. We ain't got to be cool. I want you scared to death. At all times.
That's right. You're gonna respect me, period.
Or respect my crazy. Either or, I'm good.
Well, see, you know what? A lot of times, too, some parents don't respect their kids either. You got some chicks got men running in and out of their house in the bed and all that. You got every week they calling a new dude uncle. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. You have to respect your children as well. You know what I'm saying?
Or
if you're going to play outside. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Listen, you had 20 men and the kids were like, I'm confused. Who is my daddy?
Right. Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Who's my daddy? Mommy, you sleeping with uncle? Like, really?
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Well, why Uncle John in your room?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uncle John spending the night?
Uncle John eat my cereal in the morning?
Look, kids eating oodles and noodles. He's sitting there with a porterhouse.
Well, what? Yeah.
Oh, man, that's not how that works.
You see the man in the morning eating your Fruit Loops, you mad as hell.
Where Uncle John leaving? I'm hungry.
We
have to respect our children as well. You know what I'm saying? And we're not going to Spiritual Sunday, but the Bible speaks
respect
that.
Yourself. Respect yourself. First,
oh, that's true. That's right.
Foremost.
Yeah, you gotta earn that. You gotta earn that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because you mess around and your kids think it's okay to do it if you're doing it.
Right. Right.
I don't agree with that either. I'm gonna do some things, and you ain't gonna motherfucking. You ain't gonna do it.
It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't care what I do. I can do that.
When you get my age, then you
That's
can
right.
do whatever you want to.
That's right. Under
well,
this,
now when
under
you get your
roof,
own place.
Under this roof, you do exactly what I tell you, and you don't deviate from it.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. You have to man your position. Like you said,
you gotta back it up with a serious butt cracking when they double cross you too. There ain't
right.
no talk about it or reasoning. It's like, oh, you didn't listen. Okay. Look over here, see that bird? Snuff them. Soon as they turn their heads, crack.
Cracker jacks.
Oh my god.
Come on, look over there. Look at that pigeon over there. So they look over there. Bow down.
But you know what, I thank God that I didn't have to really beat my kids, because they never disrespected me to the point where I had, a couple of times they got tore up, my boys, my daughter, I never had to beat her, thank God, she's a good girl, but my boys, I punched on them, you know what I'm saying, like, listen, we not get ready to do this, you ain't gonna be sore, you ain't gonna be smart behind to me, so... Definitely got to let them know who got the upper hand. Take you back to the color purple where you giving that backhand. I can't. It hurts her. Now
yeah.
CPS, you got CPS haunting mothers down, the wrong mothers down. You know what I'm saying? Look, my niece broke her leg one day. Quick story. She broke her leg at the park. They took her to the hospital. The hospital called CPS on my brother and my sister-in-law. I was like, are you serious? They thought they was beating her. I was like, are you serious? Them girls never got a beating in their life. The kids can't fall down and break their leg and hurt themselves? You better check my health insurance.
Hey, you better check their clothes to see if a boot mark. You see any boot marks on them kids and they ain't abused.
Come on. You know.
I have a question. Should a man give his lady a gift that if she had another man's child?
No question.
That's what's up.
That's not even a question. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, she's still a mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he with her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If y'all together, I don't see no need for you not to.
Even the sad boy deserve a card and flowers. Goddamn.
You know.
Okay. Dons and Divas, we're gonna go to a song, and we everybody hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, fantasy, and the Diva Squad.
You act so different around me, 'cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone.
The Diva Squad, the Diva Squad.
If I got my eyes on you, you're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion and love.
Aisha, and on Wednesdays, 7 to 9, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace radio station. Loving is loving is loving is loving. GQ Palace radio. GQ Palace.
Yo, this is the mayor, and I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what up, what up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man Ace. Right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on.
You got mad, 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 you got mad. Time to finish the phrase, the phrase, and phrase, with Diva Razor, Razor, and Diva Man, finish the phrase, the phrase, with Diva Razor, Razor, and Diva Man, finish the phrase, the phrase, with Diva Razor, and Diva Man, Diva Man.
All right. The song that played before that was Drake, Holding Home, We Going Home. And now we have the hour where we do Diva Mail with our Diva Rachel. You ready, Rachel?
Oh, yes, I am. Can I be heard? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Let's do it.
We have entered the portion of our show where we give it a little twist. Either we do finish this phrase or it's Diva Mail. Tonight we have Diva Mail. Again, for all the listeners, the callers, this is a Mother's Day tribute. If you would like to give a shout-out to anyone, either of us on the line or all of us, or, you know, give a shout-out to a family member, happy Mother's Day, feel free to do so. Call the number 646-200-3838 and press 1 to get on. Okay. Dear Divas, I am a mother of four. I have an ex-husband who pays no child support and was never there for us. My problem is he wants our children to get his mom a Mother's Day gift at my expense. I work very hard to pay my bills, and I have very little money. I would like to tell him where to go, and it's definitely not heaven. Please give me advice as to what I should do.
Wow. So she would like to tell him where to go, and it's surely not heaven.
And it ain't heaven. Oh.
Can you read that once more again?
Yes. Dear Diva.
Somebody, wait a minute, it's an echo. Okay.
Okay. Are we good?
Yes.
Are we good? Okay.
Yes.
Dear Divas, I am a mother of four. I have an ex-husband who pays no child support and was never there for us. My problem is he wants our children to get his mom a Mother's Day gift at my expense. I work very hard to pay my bills and have very little money. I would like to tell him where to go, and it definitely isn't heaven. Please give me advice as to what I should do.
Well, my take on that, if you're not paying no child support, you wasn't there for them. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, that may be their grandmother, but I won't be buying it at my expense. You mm-hmm. get whoever you with now to get the gift. You know, let their kids buy the gift for them. You know, because my kids would be buying a gift for me. It wouldn't mm-hmm. be for your mother. I mean, that's the way I feel about it.
I agree. No. I agree. I would not dare come out of my pocket to buy his mother any gift. Now, here he is, a bum father to my children, a bum husband. Obviously, he came from ignorance himself. I would not spend my money paying for a gift for someone who obviously did not teach their son to be a good man slash father. So, no, it would not be coming out of my pocket. I'm sorry. Go pick up a cup of dirt. I would tell the kids, go pick up a cup of dirt from the ground outside, put it in a Ziploc, and mail it to her. Happy Mother's Day.
A bag
yes.
of coal.
Yes.
Oh, please.
yeah, you know, because, oh, I mean, how dare you to even, you know, even approach me or my kids like that.
Right.
You haven't
right.
been there for them. You know, if anything, you should be saying, you know, how can I help you guys to get your mother, their mother, you know, a gift. Not
right.
his mom, but their mother.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, he had a lot of nerve. He had a lot of nerve to even ask that. But we still have our callers on the line. We'd like to give them a chance to answer to that if they're listening, if they're still there. And
I'm here.
Okay.
This is in tribute to Richard Pryor. That nigga's crazy.
I agree.
Yeah,
my Christianity, but that's he needs to be smacked upside the head.
Yeah.
Like, even posting that question, that's ignorance.
But,
he needs to upside his head. That
I mean, just
crazy.
Oh,
ignorance comes ignorance.
Yeah, that's real retarded. But like I said, for him to even approach them with that, like,
hey, even to post that question, he's an idiot. So,
yeah,
and that's just the bottom line.
It's the bottom line.
I'm sorry, callers and listeners, but as soon as she finished, that I had to go because that's why I had for you to read it over. I'm like, what? I'm not hearing this right. But the number to call, 646-200-3838, you have to press the 1 in order to get on the air with the Divas and the Dons.
You got another question, Rachel?
Excuse me?
You have another question?
Yes, I'm going to let everyone answer first. And
okay.
Yes, and then maybe we'll go to a song and I'll have the next one ready.
Okay.
Has everyone answered? Anyone else want to answer? Help the lady out? Okay. Well, we're going to go to a song, and we'll come back, and we'll have another Diva Mail.
Okay. Before we go any further, I would like to give a shout out to Keisha Davis from Oklahoma City out there, and we'd like to thank you for your support of the show, and happy Mother's Day if you're listening. Okay. Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just had to give that quick shout out. Quick shout out right there. And as far as that, the woman
or whatever, she has to stand her ground with that man. And like, listen, that's not about to happen. It's just not that. That's just not cool. You know what I'm saying? Here, I'm already struggling to take care of these children, and you had the nerve to ask me to take from them. You know, I mean, if you have extras, you have it, but not in that position. No, you're not going to ask me to do it. Don't even ask me.
Even if I had extras, I wouldn't do it. You know, haven't been there for me and my kids. So what?
Right.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
What makes you exempt?
Hello,
you know
to the no. No.
Right. Jonathan Divas, Keisha Davis, hey, and happy Mother's Day. Press 1 and get on the air. This is Rachel. Press 1, Keisha Davis, and get on the air. Where are you, Diva?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am
good.
How are
you? Welcome. Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Jonathan Divas, this is a long time friend of mine I have not spoken to in years. We speak on Facebook.
Wow.
We have not seen each other in years.
Wow.
It's been about 26 years.
Wow, that
26
long?
Years.
Yes, that long. Happy Mother's Day, Diva. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you. And you guys, congratulations and keep up the good work. So I like you giving out some really good advice.
Thank you.
All right,
God bless you guys,
and
happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there,
okay? Thank you.
You're welcome,
Mother. Did she say 26 years? Yes.
26
years
it's
been since we've seen each other. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. And she's in Oklahoma now.
That's beautiful.
Oklahoma. I thought we were going to go to a song, but we're going to just go on into our next
Before you go on, though, I just wanted to raise a point about the guy in the letter or whatever. It's not that his mom didn't raise him right, because you have some people that grew up in a stern home and had a great foundation but just chose to do other paths. You know what I'm saying? He just for whatever reason, he chose to be an Astrid Bay. He did, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, in all fairness.
Yeah.
So, but he just had a lot of doggone nerve, I know that.
Yes,
that I do know. He had a lot of freaking nerve. Yeah.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, now we do get some crazy fan mail, some crazy Diva, Dear Divas mail, yes, and this is one that I did not want to believe myself. I actually had to email this person back and you know, ask, are you a joke? Are you really joking? However, this person is real. These are real people. I don't make these things up. Okay, Dear Divas, I am a male with two wives, yes, two. I want to bring them together for Mother's Day. I know it doesn't seem right, but my six children do need to know each other. Please give me advice. Wow.
Pip-pip! He got his damn head on strong.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait a minute. Do they know about each other? That's the thing.
Apparently not. Because it says, I want to bring them together for Mother's Day. I know it doesn't seem right, but my six children do need to know each other. Please give me advice.
Well, my advice is he better go with some kind of security or whatever. But if it's in his heart to do that, I think the siblings really need to know each other because, you know, a lot of people grow up without knowing who their siblings are. You can run into somebody that you are related to and don't even know. So, I mean, if he, you know, he got to set that mode to where he can bring them all together, meet in a mutual place. Public.
Not on a holiday. Not on Mother's Day, though.
No, because he had plenty of time for that. Yeah, that's true. He could. He had plenty of time for that.
Wow. Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, yeah, they, yeah. It's been crazy and crazy as you read. Yes.
Oh, my God. That right there is crazy.
I mean, honestly, come on, man. But,
yeah,
it's
crazy. And like I said, I actually had to email this person back and ask, are you joking? We don't like, you know, we do like to have fun and laugh on our show, but this, you need to be serious. You know, you're talking about two wives, yes, two. I'm not even, I didn't go into, you know, what is he doing with you? I just put the diva mail there and
right.
Read it to you all. So that's how it is.
Yeah, that,
wow.
that guy got some large kahunas, man.
Yes, yes, he does.
You know, and the thing is, like, what happens, you get all these people together and it don't go how he would like it to go, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? That can cause a major catastrophe.
Yes.
So he shouldn't do it on Mother's Day, though. He shouldn't mess that day up for the ladies.
Yeah.
My thing is, if it's like that, don't even be with either one of them. just help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For that day, don't do it on that day. And
right.
I hope he's listening, so he'll know. Like, you know, you don't do it. To go Monday or something. I don't know. Go Monday. Matter of fact, do it on Father's Day. Do it on
right.
Father's Day. How about you keeping on Father's Day?
Right.
He done lost his marbles. See, and that's the bad thing about trying to have all of these different families and women and men and lives, and it just causes too much confusion. It's a lot of headache, and then it becomes a lot of money on top of that.
Yeah.
Right. You know, somebody's going to get cut short.
I'm going to ask the DJ switchboard operator before the end of the night if they could play either Song for Mama by Boyz II Men or I Will Always Love My Mama by Intruders.
Or Dear Mama by Tupac.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, anything with, you know, with Mom, you know, because...
Yeah, it's a few of those songs out there that you could play, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean...
Again, shout out to all the deserving mothers out there. You know,
yeah.
not the ones who had a baby. Anybody can have a baby.
Right.
It
you
takes
know,
some work to be a mother. Father,
I've had a couple of younger ladies as friends on my Facebook that this would be their first year for Mother's Day, and they're so excited. You know, and I definitely want to give out a shout out to those too. You know, first time celebrating Mother's Day.
Right.
And, I mean, I remember those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Look, I ain't going to tell my age, but it's been a while since, you know,
you done told it a few times. They better pay attention. You done told it a few times. They just got to pay attention.
But I'm going to tell you, honestly, when you're talking about Mama, there is no better feeling than being a grandmother. I honestly, my grandbabies are my world. I mean, my kids are my world too, but it's
right.
something about them grandbabies, man.
It does. It seems like the grandchildren attach to you, to the grandparents more than their own parents.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, my grandbabies, man. You just don't know the feeling that I feel, you know, and he's here with me right now. So, that's my boy, though. He was the firstborn, too. Wow.
Boy,
he ain't good for nothing. Honey, he always telling me, you know, I'm going to come and take care of you, Mama, okay? And I'd be like, okay, baby. And then all of a sudden he started calling me grandma, right? Wait a minute, hold on, boy. Don't call me no grandma.
Uh-uh.
He said, well, I'm calling you grandma because I'm getting older. I said,
But what happened to the mama? You've been calling me mama for 6 years, you know, because that first year you couldn't say nothing. So I said 6 years, right? He said, well, mama, you know, I say, just forget it, Alonzo, just forget it. We ain't even got to talk about it no more. Look, my kids used to call, my kids call me by my first name for a long time. I think till they were like, to like six. They used to be like, Angie. And we thought, like, no, it ain't Angie, it's mommy. You know, like, Angie did it. And they would go, they would run to my mother. Angie did it, and I said, Angie, do it again. How about that? like we said, 646-200-3838, press that 1. And at this time, we're going to go to a song. Everyone hold on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love game. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbait. Butterbait. Butterbait.
Boy meets girl, girl perfect woman. Girl get the button from the cop, come running up. Check the deuces, check the deuces. Fuck what you say, boy, the blue say.
I don't care if we on the run. GQ Palace. GQ Palace Radio.
And if loving you is a crime, tell me why I bring out the best in you.
DJ Chris
got
an outlaw chick from a Tupac on my outlaw shit. Max and tax ink don't come off, even if rings come off and things ring off. My nails get dirty, my past ain't pretty. My lady years, my Mercedes years. My baby mama harder than a lot of you niggas. Keep it 100, hit the lottery, nigga. You ain't about that life, they got a lot of me, nigga. You know it to the death, I hope it's I be the nigga. Cross the line, speak about mine, I'ma wave the tech. I'ma geek about mine, touch the nigga where it's rib back. I click clack, put your motherfucking wig back. I did that, I've been wildin' since the juvie. She was a good girl till she knew me. Now she's in the trap, bustin' you, we screamin'.
GQ Palace Radio.
Now that I found a place to lay. Without you, I got nothing.
Deeper than words, beyond right. Die for your love, beyond life. Sweet as a Jesus piece, beyond ice. Blind me, baby, with your neon lights. Ray-Bans on, police in sight. Oh, what a beautiful death. Let's both wear white. If you go to heaven and they bring me to hell, just sneak out and meet me, bring a box of L. She fell in love with the bad guy. The bad guy, what you doing with them rat guys? Them rat guys, they ain't see potential with me, girl. But you see it, if it's me or you against the world, then so be it,
I don't care if they give me life. Get all of my life from you. And if love you had a price, I would pay my life for you.
There's nothing better to do on Wednesday nights than spend my time with the Divas Squad, chilling, 7 to 9 p.m. Love, fans. Butter, baby, butter, baby, butter, baby.
Give it up, give it up, give it up.
Y'all had me here getting my sexy on when I hear that, when I when I listen to Beyonce new album. That's just what happened.
And that was Jay-Z and Beyonce,
yes,
on the run part two.
Yep, on the run part two. Yep, so.
So, Rachel, you have something else for us?
Yes, I do. I have another diva mail. It is
You got flooded with that diva mail today.
This one just came through. Dear divas, please be aware that I call in and listen every week, and I love the show. I'd love to send you divas a fruit basket for being so wonderful. Happy Mother's Day to you all. I love you all, and keep up the great work, Anonymous.
Oh, thank you, Anonymous. That was very sweet.
Yes.
That was very sweet. Wow. I'm going to be looking for my fruit basket, too. Oh.
Yeah,
that was very sweet. Whoever Anonymous you are, you know, I definitely want to say thank you, you know, for even thinking of us, and thank you for tuning in every week.
That's right. We always can use the support.
Yeah.
And appreciate the support.
You know, maybe one day you'll press that one, you know, to come on with us.
Man.
Exactly.
On that good conversation. I know how we do it over here at the palace.
Yes. But, we know that those lines are flooded. Press the one and just go ahead and say, you know, Happy Mother's Day to your mom, sister, wife, lover, whatever, whoever it is, you know, just give a shout out.
Yeah. But again, I want to shout the people out there that are actually... that have lost their mothers.
Thank you.
And I don't say that to the people whose mothers are in heaven. You have some children that lost their mothers that are still very much alive and well.
They're just not in their life.
They're not in their lives.
Or they could be locked up, you know, because
right.
you
whatever,
have a lot
whatever
of mothers
reason,
locked up. Yeah.
For whatever reason. You have a lot of these children that are in, you know, foster homes and stuff like that, you know, and you think, those kids sit back and think, like, where's my biological mother? For those that know, you know, what happened to my, why my mom, you know, ditched me or whatever. So, you know, my heart goes out to them, you know, at this time of year and stuff like that. Because stuff like that hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But again, shout out to them.
And those that's, in with us on the forum, I have posted up a few poems and everything, so, you know, feel free to go and check them out, you know. Like I say, it's all about us mothers this week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a shout-out to ladies, period. It should be, you know, for all the natural stuff we go through, like childbearing and menstruation and different things like that, man. You know, that's why we deserve a day every day.
That's true.
I'm being a little selfish right now. I am.
But, you know, like the caller said earlier, you know, a lot of times mothers don't get the recognition that they need and due respect, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you really out there even being a single mother, it's not easy, you know, and you giving your love and everything that you got each and every day. Yes, every day is Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just pick the day to celebrate it. You know, actually, I had a brother born on Mother's Day, and my daughter was born on Father's Day. So.
Wow.
I mean, you know, like you said, hey, while you got your mother,
please enjoy them. You know, let them know what they really mean to you, because we don't know the hour or second when we may be taken away from them or they may be taken away from us. So
right.
Cherish your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Cherish them.
Right. Give them a hug. Like I said, call them up. You know,
just a kind word. You know, hey,
yeah.
You know, like the executive producer was talking to me like on Spiritual Sunday to let my daughter know how proud I am of her. You know, always instill it in her, especially when she's doing good. You know, she's doing very good now. You know, and like she said, tell her how proud you are of her.
Yes.
You know, and I am. I'm very proud. Both of my kids. You know, even though I'm more proud of her than him. That's my baby. Okay? And she's the girl.
Well, yeah.
But, I'm proud and love both of my kids. And,
yeah.
You know, they have blessed me with three beautiful grandkids, you know, so between the two of them. And I'm like Rachel, I couldn't ask for any better kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to do it again, I would. I'm not going to go out, I'm not going to say that I would have wanted 5 or 10 more, but no, we can go.
I'd have another baby.
Oh, I would, but I'm not going to worry about it. Yeah, I can't worry about it now.
I know that's
mm-hmm.
right, me either. That's just wishful thinking, you know that.
Yeah.
I'll sit around and wait on some grandkids whenever they're ready.
That's exactly right, because that's what I'm doing now, you know, because I don't want, honestly, I don't think that I have the nerves and the courage to deal with a newborn right now.
Mm-hmm.
And see my grandbabies. See, I can keep them forever. And then when I get tired of them, I can always run them home.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get on overstage. You're welcome. It's the time to go. Call your mom.
Yes,
you, you know, I know you're missing your mom, baby, and your daddy. Go on back to the.
Yeah, go on now. Listen, you're honest. Run its course here.
That's like my son, when I was in West Virginia about a month ago, my son talked about, well, I'm going to send Amaya back with you. I said, no, you're not. This little girl is too spoiled. We're too many miles away for me to be wondering how I'm going to get her back to you.
Right.
You know, if it was just a hop, skip, and a jump, oh, yeah, I would have kept her because I could have took her back in the middle of the night. But we're talking about all the way to West Virginia, no.
Wow.
I'm good. I am good.
Man.
So.
Well, shoot, my kids don't want any kids. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, ladies.
Son, he liked to shop, so he said I just can't.
They
have no
say
kids.
That now, but you know, once they get like married or whatever,
yeah,
I think that they will have like a change of mind. But I'm gonna tell you, both of you ladies and those just listening that don't have grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Once they come to you, it's a feeling that's indescribable.
I'm sure.
Like I said, I love my kids, but my grandbabies, I love them more.
I hear that.
And she looked at me one day. I told her that. She was like, how you going to say that, Mom? I said, because it's true.
Well, I look forward to having grandkids, however, not until I'm like, 50 something. I am not ready. No way. I don't want any grandkids anytime soon.
Bella
has to get her groove back.
Yeah,
so
listen.
No thank you.
But my thing is, I was like, if you're not financially stable or whatever,
yeah.
or secured job or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or career,
mm-hmm.
don't do it because
mm-hmm.
it's a struggle.
Right.
And that's,
right.
Not that you don't
and
love your children,
be,
but it's a struggle.
It's going to be more on us parents, you know, us grandparents,
yeah.
if our children have kids and they're not ready.
Right.
So I definitely don't look at my 13-year-old daughter, she already knows, Mom, don't worry about it. I'm not having any kids until I'm a lawyer or a doctor and I own my own house and I'm living in California. She said, Mom, don't worry. I said,
no.
Yes.
Don't
you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know,
Me, myself, I don't believe in abortions. And, you know, the thing is, if you play with fire, you can get burned.
Of course.
And you will get burned.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I almost had a nervous breakdown because my baby was young. I mean, you know, she wasn't no 12 or 13. She was 16, you know, and she wasn't ready.
Right.
You know, and she, I had went and signed the papers and everything. I think I've told you all this before.
Mm-hmm.
And, honey, I cried. I couldn't sleep that night. I cried all that night. That morning I was crying. And I was like, I'm the one that's going to take her down. No, you got to call somebody else to take you. You know, and that morning, like an hour, maybe an hour and a half before it was time for her to go, she came down and she was just crying. And I'm like, what's wrong? You know, I'm thinking maybe she'd have had a miscarriage through the night or she did something stupid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she said, I can't do it, Mom. I can't.
Oh.
Honey, when she said that, I started crying even harder. She said, well, now what you crying for?
She was so happy.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, the girl didn't cry during her giving birth. And when I went in there, she just broke down and started crying. I'm thinking she hurt and everything. And I said, what's wrong? She said, look what I would have been giving away.
Oh.
She said, not giving away, but look what I would have killed, Mom.
Yeah.
You know, and every once in a while she'll bring it back to me, and I'd be like, oh, my God. Every time she says something about that, it just brings tears to my eyes.
I like that.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing. Yes. That's amazing, though, you know, because it's funny because I was in the same position.
Hold on, Angie. We got a caller that's trying to get on.
Okay.
And they're saying, you know, I don't know if it's a problem or what's going on. But they said no one is answering. So.
Oh,
it's a caller trying to get on.
The lines are flooded.
There?
That's what it is. We have the lines are flooded tonight. There are so many callers. I'm sure it's probably Kia. She normally calls at around this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, she's getting off work.
She's getting off work at this time. But I don't know, you know, if it's what's going on. But Kia, we know that you're trying to get on, hon, you know, and if you don't, we understand. But we know that you're a faithful caller, so definitely know that. So we're gonna maybe let's go to a song and
call
her.
You know,
I want to go on the air. Farewell.
I'm not here. Call her. Say your name.
It's Lavina. Hi, Diva.
Oh, I hate you.
EP.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. And
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too, darling.
Thanks.
What's going on with you?
Nothing. Was driving home from Chia Practice.
Oh, hey, Destiny. You heard
her? Yeah, I heard her. Hi. Hey, Des. Hi. Hi. I gave you a shout out earlier, baby, that you all bring home the championship again.
That's right.
You're welcome.
Aww, thank you.
She's so precious.
Uh-huh.
And honey, when I say that this child can, man, whew, the way that she can, the energy she got, oh my goodness.
Doing all
anyway,
and all that? Mm.
Sabina, have you heard? We're just actually just doing like Mother Day tributes, and Rachel has some diva mail that you would like. What?
Okay. let me give my shout out first.
Okay.
I did see that post, and I was like, let me call and shout out a couple people. You know, I want to shout out you, lovely ladies. You know,
Thank you.
Look, a shout out to myself. Give myself a little bit of credit there.
Ow.
For all Mother's Day. I'm going to say a shout out to my mother-in-law, Sharon. Happy Mother's Day. I won't be able to see you because I won't be in town, but happy Mother's Day. Chantel, my sister-in-law, happy Mother's Day. My friends, my family, all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And most of all, happy Mother's Day to my mama. All
yes,
right.
Yes.
Look, Miss Ethel, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that was sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I forgot.
Your hubby gave you a shout-out as well earlier.
Oh,
yes, he did. Yes, he to his mother-in-law and mom and sister. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
All right.
Yes. He said he didn't want to get killed, so.
He didn't want his head on a platter for Sunday's dinner.
He didn't want his head split to the white meat.
Yeah, he didn't want to be served to dinner on Sunday.
But when he kind of tall, I mean, all of us is sure we have to jump up there because he's too tall.
So did Kia ever get on?
Is Kia? Are you there, Kia?
Hey, she must not have got on.
I don't think she. I don't think she got on. Y'all with y'all song request at the last minute.
Yes.
DJ, can you get that song? I don't think they understand how complex it is, Mr. DJ.
Oh, and Kia finally made it on. Divas, Kia finally made it on. Kia, are you there? Kia.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Kia.
I'm just trying to fly in and out of the door, trying to get home, and I have to pull over again. They just love me coming through here, flying through their town, and they want to try to give me a summons for no reason. They got people down there robbing somebody. They want to give me a ticket.
Wow.
They see my truck. They get a little mad that they know that ain't going to work. They forget who my brothers are.
Uh-oh.
I hear you.
Well, I needed jet connection when I went down south then, because they sure clocked me in 93 and 70.
Oh, my God. 93?
They ain't no joke down here. You bet you got to be careful with that, because my brothers, they be flying. But one thing I like, when them smokies throw up to the window, and they see them shields, and they see that holster, they back off.
Right. Well, I had this fat Oompa Loompa that wanted to talk about what everybody else woulda, shoulda, coulda been, you know. And I was like, right, can I get my ticket, please? Yes.
And what Smokey told me, he'll get his mama a ticket. So he's giving me one.
What? He gonna tell me for doing 93 in a 70 that he can arrest me and my bill $500.
What
state? Virginia. 93?
You know,
Virginia.
North Carolina.
They wouldn't
have been able to pay that traffic ticket right then and there.
Look, I wish they would have
stopped
sending me all this mail.
Yeah, wow. North Carolina don't play. They may make you, in certain counties, they may make you go follow them to the where they got something in the backwoods and you got to pay that ticket.
But you know what? I would have rather paid the ticket versus all this like soliciting stuff, and you don't know who you're supposed to trust and send payment in. You don't even know how much the ticket is. That's very organized.
North Carolina would have made you pay that right then and there, probably. They would have made you come right there and pay.
You should have been able to see on the back of the ticket how much it is.
Well, let me tell you the funny joke, right? I was trying to call and find out how much the ticket was, and then Mama took the ticket and told me I couldn't drive no more.
What?
Yes. Yes. Mama was not playing.
Well, you know what, Lavina? I love you, but I must say, for you to be such a little short woman and small woman, you do have a heavy foot. I'm just saying. She lays the pedal to the metal now. I'm just saying.
I'm guilty too.
I do not deny it. I'm guilty. But come on. There's somebody down there that's doing something else and trying to get up out of this town.
I'm telling you.
I'm guilty
Okay, let me read the first one. Dear Divas, I am a mother of four. I have an ex-husband who pays no child support and was never there for us. My problem is he wants our children to get his mom a Mother's Day gift at my expense. I work very hard to pay my bills, and I have very little money. I would like to tell him where to go, but and it's definitely not heaven. Please give me advice as to what I should do.
Wow. Okay, Kia, you want to go first?
You know what? They can make a card for Grandma. They can make Grandma a nice card together. They can put some pictures of themselves in the card and say, Happy Mother's Day, Grandma.
Hey, keep it moving.
And you know what? I completely agree because not shopping, there's so many different gifts that you can make at home that something that there's like a keepsake, you know, that she can always have. I would do that. I would get the kids together and we would make something at home and we would give that to Grandma.
True.
And the paper was going to cost you a dollar. And all she did was pay a dollar. A dollar for the car.
That's a construction paper.
And boom, bang. Yep, there you go.
And she should be happy with that.
She'll be happy with that.
Even if she ain't happy with it, oh well.
She might as well be.
Oh well. Like, really.
And then it
And it costs her under 99 cents.
Tell you tell your son the money he owed me for child support and taking him buy you a doggone gift.
I would say if the grandmother is in the children's life, because you've seen that with the father's nowhere near, but the family,
right,
grandmother.
Right.
So you take that, well, yes, you want to do something for her because she's been a big support for her.
Right.
And stuff like that. So that's something totally different. There has been situations where the father ain't do nothing but the family are there.
Right.
Then you
that's
can do for grandmother. You go see your grandmother, you know your grandmother.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Rachel.
Okay. Our next piece of mail was which one? Okay, dear Divas, I am a male with two wives, yes, two. I want to bring them together for Mother's Day. I know it doesn't seem right, but my six children do need to know each other. Please give me advice.
On Father's Day, on your day,
hello.
They get together, and y'all have a big old family reunion, but not on my day, you're not. I agree with that, because there's no way I'm going with her over there. You're right. On Father's Day, you can get your six children together, and they can get to know each other. I do not want to know his first wife. Wait a minute. I
got two.
I don't know who the person is. They can get together on Father's Day.
Exactly.
On the Father's visit. They can go. They can meet for Mother's Day Saturday. That's right. not on my day.
Exactly.
Ain't coming on my day neither.
What's this, mm-hmm. What's this confession day?
Nah.
Right.
You gonna punch me in my face with this noise? It's not
trying to ruin my day.
That's crazy.
I'll be in church, and then I will be going out to eat dinner after church. I'm not gonna be sitting there and looking at no other women that I don't want to be looking at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And no, but how do you break that news on a Mother's Day? Like, you wait till a holiday for that? No. Man, no.
Okay.
That's the type of family reunion. You should have met him last week.
What'd
you say,
Lavina? I got a question for you, okay?
Okay.
Do you think that men don't really understand the concept of Mother's Day? Men complain like, oh, well, it's, you know, on Father's Day, no one puts up a big stink. But on Mother's Day, it's a whole big thing. Why is that? So my question is, do you guys think that men really understand the concept of what mothers do down to the giving birth and stretch marks and schooling feet and all that stuff?
You know what? I think out of all my brother Keith, he does. My mother is like, it's just like, because he does for his kids when he going to do, you know what I'm saying? I think he does, the ones that my brothers that's here, because of what my mother does for their kids.
Right.
I think some guys do, but my brothers are, my mother is just like the pedal of the pedal foot when it comes to them on any, you know. So, of course, you know, maybe some guys do, but if I point out any guy, it'd be my brother Keith. My mother is just like the absolute treasure on Mother's Day when it comes to, because of what she does for his kids.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's just maybe some guys.
I'll give some of them props, but some of them, they really don't. I'm not going to say they don't. They don't care. You know, all they know is that they put the sperm there, you know, and that's not enough just knowing that these are your kids.
What do the men say when it's Father's Day, if the restaurants are vacant? Mother's Day, you can't get a cheat.
You can't.
Which is true. Are the mothers to be blamed for that? That on Mother's Day, all the flowers are on the streets. You know, you see vendors everywhere when you're on your way to church. Here and here,
right.
And Father's Day is like nothing.
Ain't worried about that.
Simply because women are emotional creatures by nature, again, and we like sentiment. Men are not into sentiment, so they don't promote it as much.
Right.
So Well, they don't,
I'm going to be so honest with you. I'm one of those people where it's like, I feel like if you're not going to acknowledge me year-round, then I don't need you to acknowledge me on that one day because it's
right,
on the calendar
right.
And that's what
true.
It says. Like,
true.
If you don't really respect me enough as being a parent year-round, then why acknowledge me that day? You know, like I see like everybody will say, like, oh, you know, happy Mother's Day and happy this and happy that. But it's like at the end of the day, did you even speak to your mother? Like, do you have a relationship with your mother? Like, what is
right.
it? So to me, I don't know. I'm just like, I guess I like overanalyze everything. And I try to like, you know, to me. Because
that's,
it's
a
like,
gift, that's a gift and a curse. Believe me.
Trust me, I know.
Ladies, divas, Don, if he's still online, I'm looking at the time, and I was hoping that we could. Barry was on the line. I don't know if he's still on here with us or not.
I'm still here.
Okay. But as you see, you know, I don't know if we can go a little bit over. Switchboard operator, is that possible?
Something in your voice?
I'm
ain't worried about
nothing.
Nick.
So I guess that's a yes. So we can continue. Go ahead, Eva. Go ahead.
Well, that's all I wanted. I mean, that's all I wanted to say was just that question. I was just like, do you think, you know, that people really actually understand, you know, the whole concept of Mother's Day? You know,
right.
Like not just the person that bears your kids, but it's so much more to that. To me, it's so much more.
Uh-huh.
And to me, anybody can give birth to a kid, but are you raising that child? Like on Mother's Day, is that child going to look at you and say, you know what, thank you for everything you've done to me, you know, or for me? Or is that child going to say pretty much, oh, you know what, thanks for giving birth to me because you're never there for me, you know?
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah, that's a good point, Lavina. Because
that's tough. That's tough.
A lot of them don't.
That's really tough.
Kia, what are you saying?
I said that's tough. When she was talking about
the mother, like Mother's Day and mother, you know. And then what about the, you know, what I think about mothers that have never been there for their children.
Yes, we spoke about that
too. You know
too,
what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's really tough. Kids that love their mother, you know how you love your mother, and they love their mother, but their mother is out in the street here
right.
and everything. Huh. And
yeah,
people, right. But you people talk about their mother, but they still love their mother.
Yeah.
I asked that question because of my place of employment where I am
right now.
Most of these kids is in foster homes. They couldn't even tell you what their mother looked like, you know. They couldn't even tell, and then even the foster parents that have them, that's supposed to be raising them and getting the money for them, at this point in time, they spend their money. One came in today. Homegirl was decked out to the teeth. Stilettos, jewelry, you name it. She was good. You can tell me that she don't take that foster care money or that adoption
exactly.
money. That SSI because the child hasn't been labeled, you know, a statistic at this point because she's diagnosed with a mental illness.
Wow.
She's spending that money lovely when her daughter looking all crazy around here.
Exactly.
Lavina. So I think about them on Mother's Day. You know, like I'm not going to be at work, you know, and I already have my, like they're already making cards and stuff for me. And I appreciate it because they're like, you know what, you're the mother of the unit. And I'm thankful, you know, I'm thankful for it, but I feel bad that when they leave, they don't have that mother figure there. So they'll
wait,
never
now, somebody's talking in the background.
Day.
Could you either mute your phone, please?
Yeah.
You know, so to me, long story short, I just feel like they'll never really understand the concept of Mother's Day because they don't have anything to lead by example.
Yeah,
right?
I was speaking with Lavina. She had went back in for lunch, and it was so wild. I mean, if I didn't hear Miss Polite 50 times, well, I ain't going to say 50, but five or more times, it was like this is the only woman that's working in this place.
But
all of them ran straight to her.
I got off the phone with Rich, right? And I was like, Rich, I'm going to call T real fast. So I called T. I'm walking through my door, you know, because it's a locked facility. As soon as I walk through the door, Miss Polite, Miss Polite, Miss Polite, Miss Polite. I'm like, you know what, T, hold on 1 second. As soon as I think I'm done doing one thing, the little girl's like, Miss Polite, Miss Polite. I'm like, you know what, T, I'm going to have to call you back because
exactly.
This ain't going to work right now. You know.
And she couldn't even talk to me. She had to wait till she got off to talk to me because they all ran straight to her. It was like, oh, my God, we're saved by the bell. Miss Polite is back. You know, but it was precious. And, I mean, I really commend Lavina because, honey, when I heard that, I was like, she does have a stressful job. But she's done pretty, I mean, she was just as nice and, you know, like, wait a minute, honey, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'll be right with you. I'm talking to somebody else. And here come another. Miss Polite, Miss Polite, Miss Polite. It takes a real strong woman to even deal.
Yeah, so, but happy Mother's Day to everybody, though. I'm not going to keep
y'all. Thank you.
But, you know, I get emotional on stuff, you know. Look, I told y'all how I was feeling the other day. I get emotional on stuff. But I'm thinking about, you know, once again, I'm thinking about other people on a day when I should be celebrating a day for me. I'm going to think about other people and the struggle that they have and what they're facing right now. And it's a good thing and a bad thing. But y'all have a wonderful Mother's Day. I'm sure we will speak again very soon. Look, my final thought is happy Mother's Day. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys.
Same to you, honey. And we love you.
I love you, too. Y'all have a blessed night.
You as well. Okay, we're going to do our little roundabout now. Barry, you still here?
Yes, I am.
You got a final thought of today?
Yeah, just happy Mother's Day to all you girls, and, you know, enjoy yourself on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And enjoy your auntie and your cousin as well, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy cooking for them, and I'm going to treasure it each day. She's going to be 92.
Exactly.
Life is not guaranteed, so I'm going to treasure it. And you girls enjoy yourself, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Kia?
Happy Mother's Day, guys. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kia. Is anybody
else?
Any other callers on the line or no? I know Rich Money said he had to get off. Yes. If there's no other callers, I'm going to turn it over to our diva, Rachel.
Okay. First and foremost, as I always do, I give honor and praise to God, because without God, there will be no us, there will be no GQ Palace. So I got to give it up to God. I want to give a shout-out to our CEO and our executive, Mr. Rich and Ms. Lavina. I want to give a shout-out to GQ Palace and all of our other hosts, all of the callers tonight, Rochelle, the mayor, Barry, Mr. Rich Money, Born/Nitty, Keisha, Tia, and my co-host, Ms. T and Ms. Angie. I love y'all, and happy Mother's Day.
I love you, and happy Mother's Day to you too, sweetie.
I am passing the mic, Angie.
All right. When I'm on a 200-meter. You know how you pass the baton in the back?
Yes.
Rachel said it pretty much in a nutshell. Again, thank the Lord for our opportunities, and I want to thank God for allowing me to be a mother. Thank God for allowing to have my mother. And shout out to you divas, and I hope that y'all get what your heart desires on Mother's Day and every day. How about that? There you go.
Thank you.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there on the line listening. You know, enjoy the day. Have a blessed one.
Okay. Amen.
You've been tagged.
Well, I'm going to end it with another poem, if it's okay with you, divas.
Oh, right ahead.
And it's called A Mother by Anonymous. A mother is one who understands the things you say and do, who always overlooks your faults and sees the best in you. A mother is one whose special love inspires you day by day, who fills your heart with gladness in her warm and thoughtful way. A mother is all these things and more, the greatest treasure known, and the greatest mother in all of the world is the one I call my own. Okay, now, I also want to wish all of you guys a very happy Mother's Day, a blessed one. Safe travels to those that will be traveling. You know, I don't care if it's 5 miles away. Safe travels to everyone. Enjoy your day, and, you know, just be blessed that, you know, you're a mother, and you're doing the things that you do. And with that, I want to close out with, on Thursdays, check us out at Reality and Relationships with the host KL Tiffany Belvin from 8 to 10. On Fridays, Love and Entertainment with our very own CEO host, Rich Money, from 6 to 9. On Sundays, Spiritual Sunday with our executive producer, Lavina Polite, from 7 to 9. Immediately following her is Crossroad Temple from 9 to 10 with our host, Timmy Scribby Hunter. On Mondays, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, host varies from 8 to 9. On Mondays, immediately following him is Love, Life, and Loyalty with our host, Deanne Lane, from 9 to 11. Tuesdays, GPS Sports with the host, The Mayor, from 8 to 10. Then on Wednesdays, you're right back here with us, the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, myself, Rachel, and Angie, from 7 to 9. Everyone have a blessed week, end of the week, always thinking about our callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. GQ Pal is doing big things. 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. We're out of here.
Yeah.
This is a special dedication to all the mothers on Mother's Day, from the Diva Squad.
GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
You taught me everything and everything you've given me. I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life.
GQ Palace Radio.
You're anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. There for me, to love and care for me. Those guys were great. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, Mama,
Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, with the Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad.
Yes, it is. You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs, yes you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me, you always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
Special dedication to all the mothers on Mother's Day from the Diva Squad.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it. Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did.
and all my childhood memories. I'm full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
this is a special dedication to all the mothers on Mother's Day from the Diva Squad.
And dear mama,